Hi, I'm Scott Mullett, and I'm here at the beautiful Woodmark Hotel along the shores of Lake Washington in Kirkland. We're about to sit down with all seven of our city council people to find out just a little bit more about each of them. Please join us. Okay, well, we're here today with City Councilperson Joan McBride. Joan, thank you very much for sitting down to spend some time with us in the Getting to Know Your City Councilperson segment here for our show.
Pleasure, Scott.
If you're ready, we'll just start diving into some of these questions then.
Dive.
Does that work? All right, we'll dive. Here we go. The first one, who is your favorite author?
Well, my favorite author... I mainly do a lot of reading, so my favorite author today would be probably Gabriel Garcia Marquez or a young woman, current writer, Dara Horn.
Mm-hmm. And what about their writing really draws you in? And
well, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, you know, he's a Nobel winner. He's an amazing writer, and he's famous for something called magical realism. So his stories start out kind of in reality, and then suddenly they are just cosmetic, or of the cosmos, rather. Mm-hmm. And they're very magical, but they're very exotic. Mm-hmm. And he has a wonderful grasp of characters. Dara Horn is... A beautiful writer that can take tragedy and just transform you through the story. I think she's the most amazing young writer writing today.
How many novels has she written?
Three. I've mm-hmm. read all three.
All three. Have you read more than once?
I have. I've read The World to Come twice.
Mm-hmm. That would have been another question that I think would have been interesting. There is name some writers who you've read the same book twice. I think that's because I think that's very telling too when people feel like they can read the same book over and over.
Well,
again.
I read poetry. Mm-hmm. That's the last book I read was a book of poetry by Wendell Berry. So I read those books over and over and over again.
So I'm really going to put you on the spot now. Can you recite one of your favorite poems?
I really cannot. I could perhaps do a nursery rhyme, but that's about
sure.
it.
A limerick, maybe?
No, limerick for not one that's fit for the audience.
Yeah, I think I could do some of those. So next on our list, we want to know what your favorite food is.
Ice cream.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. And the next question I have to ask with that is, what flavor?
Well, just about any flavor. I'd say any flavor but licorice. But I particularly like ice cream that's got chocolate in it, in any form.
So what's wrong with licorice?
I don't know. It's kind of like okra. It's I don't know what it is. It doesn't taste good. And
so okra-flavored ice cream isn't going to be at the top of your list either?
No, probably not.
That one I haven't seen. That would be a new one.
It would.
The old okra flavor.
Kind of one of those Jones Colas or something.
Yeah, they could. They would come up with something like that, too.
Probably.
Yeah, they'd probably make it work, though.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so away from ice cream, how about a second favorite?
Well, I probably would have said, you know, ice cream with chocolate sauce, but...
That's two.
Yeah. You know, I eat so much, it's hard to choose. It's kind of sad, I don't really like to, I'm not proud of this, but I really like hot dogs.
Yeah, what's wrong with a good hot dog?
Well, it's just, it's not a healthy food, typically.
But you have a lot of, you can do the chicken dogs, or you can
I don't really like
that. Tofu dogs.
Actually like hot dogs that actually don't even bother to print what's included. I like the stuff, you know, that you get like in the Chicago train station. They put all kinds of sauerkraut and mustards and onions. And
did you ever buy, ever been to New York and you buy them on the streets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I can't walk the next day, but
no.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, it's whether you can even get up the next
right.
day. They have a number of those in front of the Mariners for Mariners games and mm-hmm. such. They have a lot of those vendors who have really—they have kind of their own following there.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a cult.
Yeah,
these hot dog people, after you know,
I don't typically admit my addiction to hot dogs. I was actually a vegetarian for 8 years. Mm-hmm. This is many years ago, and when I finally decided to break my sort of to eat meat again, I actually did it with that. I actually reintroduced meat into my diet with hot dogs.
So hot dogs is what brought you back.
Yeah, it's sad. It's shameful almost.
Yes. And do you read the ingredients?
Can
you tell us what's in a hot dog?
No, I don't. But I prefer kind of the street vendor, very greasy kind of hot dog.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's
And I think it shows.
Not at all. Next one. If you could cast any actor, actress, to play you in a film about your life, who would you cast?
I probably should cast someone like Meryl Streep, but I really prefer Scarlett Johansson.
Well, it depends on, you know, which segment of your life. Right, you got the young Joan, and so they both
young, beautiful Joan. fantasy.
Okay, so why Scarlett Johansson, and then we can talk about Meryl Streep.
She's so talented and so beautiful, and she can sing. So,
what of the films she's done? Any in particular that you've really enjoyed?
You know, I'm not very good at remembering films, but I like Lost in Translation.
That's my for her. That is my favorite film that she's done as well.
She's marvelous.
Yeah. Have you been to Japan?
No, I haven't. Every member of my family has been there except me.
Yeah. That film captures an amazing accuracy of a little bit of, you know, foreigners in Japan. There's no doubt about it. And I think she does a great job interacting with Bill Murray.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, in that particular. And so we go on, and so young Joan is Scarlett Johansson, and then as Joan matures, Meryl Streep comes in. What about Meryl Streep would be a good casting for you?
Well, it was either going to be Meryl Streep or Johnny Depp would play me as an older person.
Okay, but, great. Is that the Pirates of the Caribbean Johnny Depp? And
yeah, just about any Johnny Depp. But I think Meryl Streep is just a wonderful actress, and maybe she could make my life very interesting on the screen. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that would be a Hollywood blockbuster, no matter who played the part.
Did you see her sing in Mamma Mia?
No, I didn't.
That was interesting, because you know, for a lot of you watch these celebrities, and musicals are just now starting to come back a little bit, and I'm not used to hearing a lot of these actors and actresses sing, and when you start hearing Meryl Streep bolt out or belt out in Mamma Mia, it's kind of whoa. They're all singing.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. I just saw her play Julia Child. Boy, that was brilliant. She was amazing.
And Julia and Julia. Was that it? I think
it's one or the other.
Yeah, I think it is. All right, so now we're going to go into the next segment of in-depth questions. So other than your own profession, what profession would you have liked to do the most?
Well,
this could be a fantasy question, too.
You know, I have a reoccurring dream where I'm a waitress in a diner. Mm-hmm. And I really think that if I were going to do anything other than what I'm doing now, it would have to be something like that, or working in a bookstore. I just need to be around people. Mm-hmm. So that's probably it.
So would this be a diner that specializes in hot dogs? Maybe
probably an ice cream.
An ice cream.
No okra, no licorice.
Right, that's a good start.
Right,
that's a good start. And so in terms of, have you ever done wait service
did when I was very very young, when I was in my 20s. I'm a semi-retired now, and before I was on, you know, I just really like being on the city council. That is, it's been the most rewarding, hardest, but challenging job I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Previous to that, I worked in development for nonprofits or higher education, raising money. I really enjoy that. I think I'm very good at it. Mm-hmm. But I'm retired now from that. Mm-hmm. So, since that's not an, an option.
That's not an option in this question, no.
And I enjoy my my position on the Kirkland City Council. If I had to do something else, it probably would be, you know, slinging hash in some diner. Yeah.
Making the good, yummy
Route 66,
hot dogs.
Route 66,
sure.
Right.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Talking to the truckers.
Now, that would be an interesting conversation. We're going to go a little actor studio. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but one of the 10, he has 10 regular questions he asks people. This is one of them.
Oh.
And he says, it's, what sound do you love?
I love the sound of a train. Train whistle or the sound of a train on tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most soothing sound I know. And then the sound of a train whistle is one of the most romantic sounds I know.
Okay. Why does that sound romantic?
I'm a lover of trains.
Mm-hmm.
So anything about trains, riding them, hearing them, seeing them, mm-hmm. makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm. So were you sad when the dinner train no longer came through Kirkland and provided its whistle and all of that,
you know,
as ambiance?
I was personally sad. Now, you know, because you're asking me actually kind of a controversial question, because in Kirkland right now, we want to see that area of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe track turned into a pedestrian bike mm-hmm. corridor. And we don't believe that it's a good time at this time or for the next 20 years or so to put light rail or heavy rail.
What if they had a nice train whistle on the light rail, though?
Well, I prefer to ride long distance trains.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more the Empire Builder,
mm-hmm.
the Coast Limited, those kinds of trains. I like long distance mm-hmm. trains, and that's what I like.
Did you hear that they?
I don't see those in Kirkland.
No, no. Did you hear that they're now stopping in Leavenworth?
Mm-hmm.
So people can leave and go take the train to Leavenworth and do that, and then take it back in the evening.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so a little excursion train.
Yeah, and I think that's the. I think it's the Empire Builders. I think that's the one that goes east west. The coastal is the. Is the one in Portland.
Coastal Starlight goes down to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I ride the Empire Builder at least once a year.
Oh.
And I didn't know that it stopped at Leavenworth.
It just, that's a new, this is new.
Must mm-hmm. be a little.
Breaking news.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, just within, just a couple months ago I read.
Really?
I read that this is going to stop there now, yeah. Right in time for Christmas.
There you go.
The Christmas festivities. So we're going to say, aside from train whistles, ice cream, and hot dogs, what makes you happy?
Well,
I'm just excluding all of the
okay.
other.
Okay. Yeah. The obvious. well, my family makes me happy.
Uh-huh.
And I have a wonderful family. It's a large, extended, and intentional family. And they make me very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And living in Kirkland. I've mm-hmm. never lived anywhere else. And so I think I'm really a hometown person.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be close to my family. I like to be at home in my hometown where I went to school, where my children went to school.
Mm-hmm.
A little provincial, mm-hmm. I'm afraid.
And now, is most of your family here as well?
Mm-hmm. They are, yes.
Have you had any leave and come back, or is everyone pretty much stayed?
Everyone is pretty much right around here.
Wow. Wow. So for the holidays, you have big gatherings?
I do. I have wonderful gatherings. Yeah, sometimes up to 14 people.
Uh-huh.
It's
uh-huh.
great.
And do you usually host?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Because I like to cook.
All right. So what's your specialty?
Hot dogs. And, no.
Come over and have the Christmas hot dog.
All right.
Thanks, the Thanksgiving dog.
Kind of the Yule log, you know. Put a little ice cream around it. No, I'm a pretty good cook. I
uh-huh.
cook just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I like to bake a lot, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of baking come the holiday season?
I sure do.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go back to history. What historic person would you like to have met? Or there can be two or three. We're not. We're flexible here.
Well, I think I would have, of course, I would have liked to have met Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I have some questions. I'd like to have some things cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have met Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. And probably, I don't know, perhaps a writer, Mae Sarton. She's a poet and mm-hmm. a journalist. I would have liked to have met her.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of, you know, let's talk about MLK. So if you could have met Dr. King, what would have been the, you know, a couple questions you might have? Or what, you know, what would have, you know, what would you like to have gotten out of that conversation?
Well, I think I would have just asked him if I could have, you know, come along with him to Selma. I would have liked to have been on that march. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been a, you know, that would have been an opportunity to be a part of history. Mm-hmm. I'm from the South. I mean, I was born in the South. I came here when I was 7, but I saw a lot of the things in the South that were very hurtful mm-hmm. to everyone, and it would have been nice to have been a part of the of that march on Selma and start the country moving in a better direction as far as relationships between blacks and whites.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I would
mm-hmm.
have liked that.
Yeah, I think that would have been a quite an experience.
So I guess the question I would have asked him would have been, can I come too?
Can I Dr. King, please, Dr. King, just let me go.
Yes.
I'll carry your luggage.
Really? Totally. I would have done anything.
When faced with a challenging decision, what process do you go through in order to reach a decision?
When I have a decision, I first just want to be sure I understand the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes things that are defined as problems really aren't. It could be opportunities, or they could just be a challenge. So I just like to understand the problem. And then I like to just kind of pull it apart. You know, what are the things that I can influence? What are the things that I can't influence? And then what are the possible unintended consequences of any decision I make? What are the absolute consequences I know will happen? Mm-hmm. But what are some other things out there that I don't have any control over that might happen? Now, I don't do that for every decision. I don't do that for deciding what I'm going to make for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that would...
Oh, because we know it's going to be hot dogs.
Right.
So that's an easy one.
But for big decisions, I like to take time, understand the problem, and come up with a solution that's practical, implementable,
mm-hmm.
and addresses a true problem.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, it sounds like a kind of a very analytical, deliberate approach. Do you have a certain methodology in the way you do it? In terms of, are you doing decision trees? Are you, you know, when you break, do you know, break things down like this? And you know, how is it just each one you approach differently?
Well, I can't. I've been known to make lists,
mm-hmm.
Pros and cons, but I think for the major decisions, I think they. Each demand their own solution and process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But generally, I'll go through a couple of steps. What's the problem? What's my role? What can I influence? And what are the consequences
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of either action, no action, or plan A, plan B? I also always try to have another option. Because I don't want to be afraid to change course if things aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm big on different plans to try and get to the solution.
Oh yeah. Okay, the last of these. Joan, do you have a life motto?
Well, my family has a motto.
All right, let's hear it.
Our family motto is, if you can breathe, there's hope. Mm-hmm. So. I think that's as good a motto as any.
Mm-hmm.
There's another quote that I really like. You're never too old to have a happy childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Are you having a happy childhood?
I think I am. I am today.
So Joan, what inspires you now?
Well, what inspires me? I'm inspired by the world that we live in right now. I'm inspired by the things that are happening in Kirkland. Just recently, we took a major vote to annex Rosehill, Juanita, and Kingsgate. Finhill, Rosehill, Juanita, and Kingsgate, right. All three of the former potential annexation areas. Mm-hmm. And that was a real leap of faith. It wasn't, it was a culmination of years and years of study for the council. It was a difficult decision. It was fraught with controversy. But by going forward with this decision, it was an affirmation of the kind of city we are, that we've grown by annexation, that we can handle this big annexation, that it's the right thing to do, and that this city has the courage to do things that are difficult, but that are that are the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And we
had promised to annex these areas for over, oh gosh, almost 20 years. And finally, after, you know, decades of work, and particularly with this council, at least 4 years of work, we finally did what we promised to do years ago and annexed those areas. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be difficult. But sometimes, you know, the right thing to do isn't easy. So I'm inspired by that. I'm inspired by this city that is courageous and willing to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so while we're talking about the city, your final question we've come to. If you were to look ahead 10 years from now, what would your hope for Kirkland be?
Well, I think 10 years from now, my hope for Kirkland would be that, we'd be a much bigger city, but we would still have that sort of hometown feel, and we would have that, we'd be able to retain that, even though we were a much bigger city, by our strong investment in neighborhoods. So we would continue and enhance that. We would continue to build and find areas to build pocket parks, neighborhood parks, community parks. We would continue our wise stewardship of the environment. We would continue to be, and we would absolutely be the leader on the east side of progressive cities.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a strong regional voice, and our region would look to us for wisdom around transportation and environmental issues, growth issues, smart growth. We would be a model of how to grow gracefully and carefully given the amount of population that we expect to come into Washington State in the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting almost a doubling of the population.
Mm-hmm.
So how we deal with that growth over the next 10 years, 20 years, we'll speak about what kind of a town we are. So I think if we continue our present course, being thoughtful of caring about our businesses, our neighborhoods, and open, transparent government, and a real direction towards progressiveness. I think we're going to be in a very beautiful, sustainable place in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually looking forward to it. Now, I won't be on the council in 10 years.
Oh, is that right?
But I will be watching and I will be involved.
So what in looking at this list of your hopes for the city, what would you suggest or what would you recommend for Kirkland citizens to do to try to achieve that in the next 10 years?
Well, I would suggest if they've got some spare time to get involved in the city, get involved in our boards and commissions, get involved in their neighborhood associations, join the Kirkland Downtown Association. If you're a business, join the chamber. If you're just an individual that cares deeply about Kirkland businesses, join the Kirkland Chamber. But find a way to get involved, whether it's through your faith community, whether it's through a business organization or a trade organization, a neighborhood association. Find a way to engage in this incredibly vibrant town. Contact our council members. We're all available. We all want to hear from citizens and those folks who even visit the town. We're interested in not just our citizens, but those who visit, mm-hmm. those who do business here, those who invest here. We want to be the best town we can be. We can only be that if everyone is involved in building towards that dream.
That's great. Well, Joan, thank you very much for taking some time to meet with us here today. Yeah, it was great to meet you.
I enjoyed it.
And we'll look forward to maybe another opportunity in the future.
I'd like that very much. I'll bring you some hot dogs.
Yes, hot dogs and some baked goods.
Yeah, some chips, hot dogs, and some ice cream.
Yeah, not over.
No.